I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Harsh anti-conversion legislation has been making its way through Sri Lanka, but right now it's on hold. The bill went through its first reading, then to the Supreme Court, and then back to committee. Back to the Bible International Sri Lanka Country Director, James Kanaganayagam, says pressure from other countries is likely what caused the legislation to be buried in committee. Kanaganayagam is thankful because the legislation would have had a chilling effect.
It practically stops us from saying the whole gospel. We can't talk about hell. We can't talk about the punishment of sin. In that context, we would all be guilty of breaking the law.
Meanwhile, Zambia is feeling the effects of the HIV/AIDS crisis. IAN Network is helping by providing HIV/AIDS education for the families. IAN's Rhody Rodehaver says they're touring the United States to raise money for that and their church planting and self-sustaining ministry training. The goal is $30,000. He says the climate for outreach in Zambia is good right now.
People are really confronted on a daily basis with the reality of life and death. They're seeing people who know Christ face death differently, and they're also seeing the impact of the church in villages.
And a civic organization in the United States is enabling an orphan ministry to do even more work overseas. Missouri Rotary District 6040 collected 18,000 new pairs of shoes for Buckner International Shoes for Orphan Souls program. They also donated 1,000 pairs of socks and $8,000 to help with the shipping. The shoes enable Buckner and volunteer shoe teams to share the gospel. More shoe drive hosts and delivery teams are needed. Go to our website. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you have a question about stories heard on today's broadcast, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. And if you'd like up-to-date and relevant mission news every day, set your homepage to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.